Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, who was Efraín Bueno, and what famous artist painted his portrait? Graça Ribeiro was born in Lisbon, where she received a degree in biology, and she also has a master's in business administration. Since 2009, she has lived in the town of Caria, in eastern Portugal, where she opened a bed and breakfast. This part of Portugal, near the border with Spain, is an area that many Jews escaped to when the Inquisition was installed in the country in the 16th century. There were no roads, and the mountainous terrain made access difficult for the officials of the Inquisition with their extensive entourages. So-called New Christians felt safer there, and many of them continued to maintain Jewish practices in secret. In some towns, Belmonte is the most well-known, there was a hidden Jewish community for centuries. Crypto-Jewish presence can be seen in towns all along the border from Bragança in the north to Castelo David in the south, including Castelo Rodrigo, Covilhã, Trancoso, and Guarda, among others. Many of these towns have strange crosses carved into the outside walls of some houses, and you can still see indentations where mezuzahs used to be. After moving to Caria, Graça became interested in the subject of Jewish and crypto-Jewish history in Portugal and began to investigate on her own. She spoke with us about her research and findings. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Graça. Could you please give us first a little bit of your own background and how you came to be interested in this subject?
Well, I was born in Lisbon. But my grandfather and great-grandfather, they lived here near Belmont in a village called Caria, 6 kilometers from Belmont. After I studied, I decided to rebuild the house of my family here in Caria. And because it was a quite big house, I decided that I would do a bed and breakfast there. After opening the bed and breakfast, I received people from all over the world. And many people were interested in the Jewish religion and about the story of the Jewish that were still in Belmont, the crypto-Jews that were able to maintain their lives in Belmont in a secret way. So they were Catholics when they were out of their houses, and they still maintained their Jewish rituals when they were inside their houses. So then I started studying to answer the questions of the people, and I got so interested and that I continued to study religion. Mostly, the truth is that I did not study the Jewish religion, but this different religion, or what for me it's a different religion, which is the crypto-Judaism.
And what did you discover about your own town?
Well, from my own town, I discovered that there were Inquisition processes from people from Caria, that many Jews also from Sabugal and Covilhã and Belmont, some of them went to live in Caria. And that we had quite a lot. We have 50 of these engraved marks as crosses and other kind of marks in the stones. And also there's the memory of people that says that also there in Caria there were the Jewish people. Then after starting study, I could also see that some of the surnames of people that nowadays live in Caria were the names of Jewish people that were condemned by the Inquisition. So I tried to start studying also these Inquisition processes and what were people accused of.
So what did you discover not only about Caria but about these other towns that you mentioned?
Well, what I discovered is that everybody knows about Belmont and everybody talks about the Jewish community of Belmont, which of course that happens because it's a community that still exists and that could afford to manage with all the Inquisition persecution. But, of course, it's not only in Belmont that we have people that are descendants from crypto-Jews. And one thing is that there are some things done by people that people say that they used to do when they were young, or their families used to do when they were young, and these are Jewish rituals, things that belong to the Jewish religion.
For example?
They would go on Easter, they would go to the river to wash all the plates and wash all the things that they had in house, so it would be clean in Easter. And Catholic people don't do that. Catholic people do that in summer when the weather is very good, so we clean all the house.
Anything else? Any other rituals or customs?
Well, not nowadays, but of course the Inquisition in Portugal, we had it for 300 years, and even though the last process of the Inquisition, we had people that were accused of having a clean shirt on a Friday. And we still say, nowadays in Portugal, we still say something that in Portugal is "Não pode ver pobre com uma camisa lavada," which directly translating would be, "You cannot see a poor person with a clean shirt." So these kind of things, they come from those days, for sure.
You went to some of these towns to ask about any kind of Jewish heritage or crypto-Jews. Tell us about what they told you.
Well, the thing nowadays that some people, they do remember something that their family told them. Still, that's something that was hidden in the families and still is. And even some people that for sure they should have belonged to a Jewish family, nowadays they don't want to talk about that too much, still, nowadays.
In Belmonte, we know that the Jewish community continued to practice Judaism in their own way for 500 years. Did you find this happening in any other place around?
No, as far as I know, no. And the only things that in the beginning of the 90s that would happen also in the north of Portugal, like in Cação and Vimioso, in these kind of places, there are some documentaries that say that would happen. So, but even though in those documentaries what we can see is that people did things that they didn't know very well why they did. And they say, well, I do this because this was something that my mother did and my grandmother did. Like the Shabbat candle on Fridays and so on.
Tell us about Amsterdam and the relationship between what you're doing and Amsterdam.
Well, the thing is that in Amsterdam is the place where we have good archives. Because, well, in Portugal we have good archives for the Inquisition processes. That's something which is ironic. The Inquisition tried to destroy everything, and nowadays the source of the information is the processes of the Inquisition processes. So it's kind of ironic thing for me. But anyway, in Holland, what we have lots of archives about the Jewish, the Portuguese that went from Sepharad to Holland, to Amsterdam. So many times if you want to know about a family, a Jewish family, then you need to go to the archives in Portugal, sometimes in France, because many went to France and only after that to Amsterdam. So you have to go through a whole lot of archives and in different countries, and Amsterdam is for sure one place where you can find many things.
And what have you found there?
Well, one of my studies is about Efraín Bueno. Efraín Bueno was born in Castel Rodrigo. The family Bueno came from Spain and from Spain to Portugal. Efraín Bueno was a doctor. He was born in Castel Rodrigo in the north of Portugal, in the Beira Alta region. And then from Castel Rodrigo he went to France, where he was graduated, and from there to Amsterdam. So in Amsterdam I found his testament, and I still didn't see it, but I know it's there, the two records of his marriages, because he was married twice. And besides that, also his diploma from the university was in Amsterdam. Nowadays I don't know where it is. I'm looking for it, but it has been in Amsterdam, in the Rembrandt's house in Amsterdam. So to make this kind of study, we really need these documents that most of the time, even though they belong to Portuguese people, they are not in Portugal.
Is there anything else that you can tell us?
Well, another thing that I'm trying to do is about all these engraved crosses and so on the walls. And we were trying to map them by GPS, and trying to make a kind of a statistic of where they are in the houses, because there's a theory that says that they were mainly on the right entrance of the house where the mezuzah would have been before. Well, two things. One is these, the engravements in the walls, Also, if there are, because there are still some mezuzahs, not too many, but there are still some in Portugal. Also, the synagogues, and also the Jewish people that were more well-known. What we wanted to do is map that in the map of Portugal, so when people would come to Portugal, would know where people like Garcia da Horta was born, or the physician Ribeiro Sanches was born, and try that when people would come, they would have more information, not only to come to Belmonte, but to come to other parts of Portugal where Jewish heritage exists, and also a bit more of scientific information, so try to give them the history of these well-known people that were Jews, and also if there is or there isn't any article, any scientific article written about the theme. So try not to give only a touristic thing, but to give something more of a cultural experience to people that come to Portugal.
Who is working on this with you?
Well, me, a guy that's working on Castelo Rodrigo, a municipality, and also I have some help of people that are older than me and have written some articles about Jewish heritage and about Jewish religion.
Is there any organization, or are you working with people from Spain or any other countries?
Well, I have connections also with people in Spain, like these people in Zamora and in Madrid. Till now, we try to work with no organization. And why? Because in Portugal, mainly these organizations have a political dependence, and we didn't want that. I'm afraid that I'll have to change my point of view, and maybe I'll need to be associated in one of these things, like I was like a head juderias, that I'm trying not to be there, but I don't know if I can.
Has there been any interest from any academic associations or universities or anything?
Yes, there is an academic association in Lisbon. That's from the University of Lisbon. There's also something going on here in Covilhã, but not with the same intensity or with the same importance. But in Lisbon, yes.
What main problems have you had in doing your research?
One thing is that my studies don't have anything to do with history or this kind of thing, or this kind of science. So I have some problems in that, because it's not easy for me to read an old document, or my way of thinking is not trained to think on how to look on an archive or so. So that's one thing. And then, of course, because it's not my professional work, then time is a problem also. Of course, if I want to go to Holland to archive, I need money. Well, thank God I still have money enough for that, but if I want to do much more, it's a bit difficult.
Have you run into any problems with bureaucracy or anything?
Well, no, just, well, sometimes it's not easy. For instance, if I go from Portugal to the archive in Amsterdam, fortunately I have friends there, so they went with me. Otherwise, maybe it would not be so easy, because we need to do a card and give a photo and this and that. But for the rest, I don't think so. I don't have no problems. Even in Portugal, Torre do Tombo, where is the National Archives, people are quite nice to us, and they try to help. And even though by email, sometimes they give me some answers, and so no problem.
And on the ground in the towns, you also haven't run into any problems with the people from the towns or anything when you go to see what there is?
No, usually no. You know, these old people, they are so alone in these little towns that they just want someone to go there and talk with them. And if someone goes to talk with them, they will tell you everything, and they will want you to go and have tea and things like that. So no problem.
Can you tell us about the Congress that you're preparing?
Well, what we'll try to do, also with the Portuguese Tourism Office and with the Dutch Tourism Office, and the Jewish Museum in Amsterdam, that's what we're going to, the contacts we're going to make, is to prepare a Congress between Portugal and Holland, so that we can have part of the Congress in Holland, part in Amsterdam, and part in Portugal, and that the Congress can give the recognition of this, all this heritage that we have in Portugal, to people that are in Holland, and to everybody, but especially to the Sephardic descendants. and to try that with this Congress we show to people all the Jewish heritage that we have here in Portugal.
More or less, when will this be, do you know?
I hope at the end of this year, 2016. I hope.
Okay, so hopefully you'll be able to speak with us about that when it happens.
I hope so.
Is there anything else you would like to tell us that we might have left out?
Well, the main thing that I would like to tell is that we do have in Portugal Jewish heritage. We do have very, very nice and interesting things to see. We need that government, or maybe it doesn't have to be organ, any kind of association, of public association, to deal with these and to try that the houses are rebuilt in these Jewish quarters, that we can also have some kind of place where people can know about the Jewish heritage and about the culture and about what happened in Portugal, about Inquisition, for instance. Like, not even us Portuguese know too much about the Inquisition. Even nowadays, that's not a story told at school. It's something that people heard about it or hear about it in school, but most of the people don't know what happened. They have no idea what happened.
Thank you very much.
Not at all.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner at RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.